Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 1st. Happy birthday to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. This is our five-year birthday or anniversary today. I started recording podcasts on October 1st, 2020, to accompany our Project 119 Bible Reading Plan. And I'm just filled with joy today at the many ways that the Lord has sustained me and has given us a love for God's Word. It made me reflect this week, what has the Lord been doing in my life in the last 5 years? How have I seen His hand of blessing? And also, how has the Lord been present with me in the midst of adversity? I want you to take a moment as well just to reflect on the Lord and how He has been with you in the last 5 years. In my reflection, I give thanks to the Lord for His sustaining grace. I also want to thank you for your financial gifts to Mountain Brook Baptist, which make this resource possible. Thank you also for listening alongside. It's such a gift. Thank you for your willingness to be a guest on the podcast, for the ways that you pray alongside our church and its ministries, and for all of you who have recorded an Advent devotional using this resource. I give you thanks. I thought it might be fun to re-listen just a little snippet of the first recording that is on our website as a way to celebrate this day. And also, I have some little Hershey Kisses that are birthday flavored in my office on my desk. And I want you to come by sometime this month and celebrate with me. Here is a little snippet of that first recording. Hello and welcome. It's October 1st, and we are reading together the Project 119 podcast for Mountain Brook Baptist. I'm Mary, and I'm so glad that you have joined us today to read God's Word together. Project 119 is the name of our congregation's Bible reading plan. Each day, I will start with a New Testament reading and then read the Psalms portion and then the Old Testament reading. Thanks for joining this journey to hide God's Word in our hearts so that we might not sin against Him. And that is our same goal 5 years later, that we might hide God's Word in our heart so that we might not sin against Him and that we might grow in our love for God and His Word. Our passages today are from Isaiah 33, Acts chapter 12, and Psalm 81. The probable context in Isaiah chapter 33 is when the Assyrians are coming during Hezekiah's reign, and Judah is under extreme pressure, and they think that Jerusalem is going to be taken. But God intervenes, and at that time, those who are in Judah are saved from being captured and exiled. Now, a time is coming when the Babylonians will come in and destroy Jerusalem and cart people off to exile. But in this instance, Jerusalem is spared. Isaiah 33, verses 1 through 12 in the Message paraphrase. Doomed to you, destroyer, not yet destroyed, and doomed to you, betrayer, not yet betrayed. When you finish destroying, your turn will come, destroyed. When you quit betraying, your turn will come, betrayed. God, treat us kindly. You are our only hope. First thing in the morning, be there for us. When things go bad, help us out. You spoke in thunder and everyone ran. You showed up and nations scattered. Your people, for a change, got in on the loot, picking the field clean of the enemy spoils. God is supremely esteemed. His center holds. Zion brims over with all that is just and right. God keeps your days stable and secure, salvation, wisdom, and knowledge in surplus. And best of all, Zion's treasure, fear of God. But look, listen, tough men weep openly. Peacemaking diplomats are in bitter tears. The roads are empty, not a soul out on the streets. The peace treaty is broken, its conditions violated, its signers reviled. The very ground under our feet mourns. The Lebanon mountains hang their heads. Flowering Sharon is a weed-choked gully, and the forest of Bashan and Carmel, bare branches. Now I'm stepping in, God says. From now on, I'm taking over. The gloves come off. Now see how mighty I am. There's nothing to you. Pregnant with chaff, you produce straw babies. Full of hot air, you self-destruct. You're good for nothing but fertilizer and fuel. Earth to earth. And the sooner, the better. Here's a little commentary from the ESV Study Bible. The second crisis occurred in 701 BC during the reign of Hezekiah. This time Assyria was the threat. As before, the temptation was to negotiate an alliance of defense with human powers, in this case with Egypt. Judah chose the false refuge of human promises rather than to rest in the Lord's sure foundation. Assyria then set out to punish Judah for its pact with Egypt. Hezekiah tried to buy peace from the Assyrians, but they turned on him. Under extreme pressure, Hezekiah finally put his trust in the Lord and found him to be powerfully faithful. So what can we learn from this? That we should start by putting our trust in the Lord, or in situations where we've tried it our own way, to think, okay, Lord, what are you teaching me here in Isaiah? That God's way is the right way, and that obedience to Him and following His path is the path that leads to abundant life. Our second passage today is Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25. In this passage, Herod dies, and it's really clear why he dies. He will not give credit to God, and so he is struck down. Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25. But things went from bad to worse for Herod. Now people from Tyre and Sidon put him on a warpath. But they got Blastus, King Herod's right-hand man, to put in a good word for them and got a delegation together to iron things out. Because they were dependent on Judea for food supplies, they couldn't afford to let this go on too long. On the day set for their meeting, Herod, robed in pomposity, took his place on the throne and regaled them with a lot of hot air. The people played their part to the hilt and shouted flatteries. The voice of God, the voice of God. That was the last straw. God had had enough of Herod's arrogance and sent an angel to strike him down. Herod had given God no credit for anything. Down he went, rotten to the core, a maggoty old man if there ever was one. He died. Meanwhile, the ministry of God's word grew by leaps and bounds. Barnabas and Saul, once they had delivered the relief offering to the church in Jerusalem, went back to Antioch. This time they took John with them, the one they called Mark. Our final passage today is Psalm 81, verses 6 through 8. In the entirety of this psalm, the psalmist is singing a song to the Lord about his deliverance in Egypt. And underneath all of this is this desire that God has for us to be obedient, to listen, and to follow him, because he is the one who rescues us from bad places. I took the world off your shoulders, freed you from a life of hard labor. You called to me in your pain. I got you out of a bad place. I answered you from where the thunder hides. I proved you at Meribah Fountain. Listen, dear ones, get this straight. And the thing that we need to listen to and to get straight is that God is the one who intercedes, who rescues us, who is the one to whom we should turn in dependence daily. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Thank you again for a birthday celebration of Project 119. I'm so excited and thankful to the Lord for His provision. Will you pray with me? Father, on this 5-year anniversary of Project 119, we lift our hearts in praise and prayer. As we reflect back over the ways that you have worked in our lives in this last 5 years, we give you thanks. Also, Lord, for those situations of adversity, we just want to call out, reminding ourselves and you, that you never leave us. You are present with us. Your power and your might and your calmness and your mercy and your justice and your forgiveness reign. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you have given us of your word. Continue to stir in our hearts a love for you. Help us to hide your word in our hearts so that we might not sin against you. We love you. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.